Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Legislators have introduced a proposal that would ban gun sales at the Cow Palace and set up a joint powers authority to take over full control of the site. Phil, who owns the site now?
The state. It is a comparable to a county fair site. You know, we have them, every county has them. They're around the state. They're governed by boards that are appointed by the governor and the state ag department. And they're independent. And that's rubbed a lot of local politicians the wrong way. You know, when the Cow Palace first opened in 1941, it was a huge arena, indoor arena for the Bay Area. It served as home for the Golden State Warriors for a while. The Republican Convention was there in 1964 with Barry Goldwater's famous speech. The Beatles played there. It's played host to livestock exhibitions, but it's also played host to gun shows. And local politicians in San Francisco and San Mateo counties have objected to that. They wanted them to stop doing that. They haven't. They've gone to the governor. They've gone to the legislature to try to ban gun shows. It hasn't worked. So now they're taking another step. What they want to take is control of the Cow Palace, presumably to put an end to the gun shows there. But the bigger story here is that while that may be the engine at the front, the real train here is a land grab. The Cow Palace sits on some 68 acres on the border of San Francisco and Daly City, and the locals with politicians would like to turn that into housing and business. And they want to make money off it. They want to make housing off it. But to do that, they've got to get it from out under the Cow Palace and get it into local control. Okay. And that's what this is about.
Under this plan, the Joint Powers Authority would include folks from both Daly City and San Francisco, and then also toss in someone from San Mateo or two?
Right, and an appointee from the governor. In other words, what you would have is a joint powers authority. You create these things for big projects. The Oakland-Alameda Coliseum, for example, is a joint powers authority between Oakland and Alameda County. The Trans Bay Terminal is a joint powers between SamTrans, AC Transit, San Francisco et al. What you do is you bring in. Now, the positive of that is everybody gets input. The downside of that is you share the, you point fingers at everybody and you take it out of local control. It's the Joint Powers Authority that's doing it. Now, the senators and the representatives are making no bones about the fact that they think that this is a place that should go for housing. We're seeing that up and down the state. Now, more housing, more business opportunities, more maybe business parks. In other words, is this space being used correctly? One of the fears in Sacramento might be that if you start with the Cow Palace, is the next thing going to be another county fairground that they say, well, you're not using as much as you could, it would be better off with housing. So that's why Jerry Brown had vetoed it in the past. We'll see what Gavin Newsom does. But make no mistake about it, this show is about land as much as it's about anything else and land use.
In and of itself, this joint powers authority, if it is created in this situation, it would have the authority to just say, yeah, let's turn it into housing, and no one else would get a say?
Well, that would be it, basically, because they would have the power over it, Patty. Now, under the ag law, they might have to have something in there that has something to do with agriculture, but it wouldn't be anything like what we're seeing out there now when you have the Grand National Rodeos or any of the other livestock things. For better or for worse, times are changing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.